Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, dynamically providing you the best empowering information for your health, your preparedness for whatever's coming in the future, financially and physically, and geopolitical information to help you survive and thrive. We have Dave Mitchell, who's a good friend, longtime listener, and actually the gentleman, the realtor broker that actually got our home here in Southern California 10 years ago. And Dave, we've been working on a project. We sort of had fits and starts over the last few years to find property, basically, that we can get, say, 50 to 100 families to collaborate in purchasing, say, for $2,000 to $4,000 per family, and then own the land outright and have literally build a village or communal survival. The one that we want to, I think we'll start one community at a time rather than trying to go all over the place. And we don't ask for any money. We just want people to make a commitment that we've selected a place that has a number of criteria. The basic ones follow things like Joel Skousen's criteria that he talked about with regard to getting a piece of land that is not near a fault zone, not on the coast, has to be up probably at least 1,000 feet elevation, has to be not in or near a big city, it has to be defensible, be in a warm climate like in Southern California where you are. You're further south than I am, but in North County here we have some areas that are very good. It has to be have its water supply so it has well, or even better still, even a very productive well, or we call a nascent or primary water. And we have to have a. I hear lots of clicking going on. I don't know if you need to go inside or something. There's a lot of clicky sounds happening there, Dave.
I'll go inside.
Yeah, I think it'll be better because there's a lot of clicking going on. Like you've got very large insects or something going click click on the line. It's probably just the wind or whatever. You know, one of the funny things about cell phones is they'll pick up simple things that you might not think are going on, but they'll pick up that sound. Well, so our criteria are basically we want to have a community that's going to be very comprehensive. It's going to have everything from teachers to military personnel to welders to doctors and nurses. We want a community that literally is self-sustaining, can grow their own food, provide themselves their own power, and survive despite the collapse of civilization and defend themselves from outside sources with drones, lethal and non-lethal technology, etc. Many of the ones that I'm going to be introducing and teaching here, not only on the program, but also in video. So we want to make sure that we have built communities that are like-minded, basically believers. If you're not of like mind, you're not going to survive. I've seen the video shows called The Colony and these survivor shows, and they're not going to be sustainable. Dave, are you back?
Yes.
Are you inside now?
Can you hear any clicking?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Well, okay, I'm inside now.
I don't know if your phone's moving around or something's clicking, but something's making click, 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 click sounds.
Still clicking?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Well,
I don't know if it's the, it could be the phone connection, because it's like it's going chit, 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 chit.
Yeah, I can't hear it at all.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm not sure. We're having a problem with that line. Let's see if we can reconnect and get a better connection on your phone connection. I guess maybe I don't know how many bars you have on your phone, but we're you're clear when you talk, but I hear the chit 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 sound. So let's see if we can fix that, Jason, and get a little better connection.
Two bars.
That's not very much, and that's probably part of the reason why we're getting clicky sounds because it's trying to connect and it's losing. It's causing dropping little data bytes. Do we have a landline available, Dave, that we can use instead of a cell phone?
No, I don't.
Hmm. Okay, well, we'll just put up with it and just see what we can do, and hopefully people won't mind the clicky sounds. Dave, tell us what people need to do in terms of how they contact you. What phone number, what email address do you want people to contact, and what are the criteria you have as a long-term prepper, as a realtor broker? Now, you're a very smart guy. You have really seen the issues that are kind of plaguing us. And you're a very level-headed guy. You don't jump at every, quote, conspiracy theory. But you know that civilization is very fragile. If we get hit with an EMP from, say, North Korea or Iran, if we have a collapse of the economy, it could happen any day. I mean, they got this omnibus bill trying to shove through, which a lot of conservative Republicans aren't happy with because they're having to give a lot of funding to Obamacare and even Planned on Parenthood. At the same time, they want to bump up the military, and there's only $1.6 billion for the wall, which is really offensive because you can look through it. What we have is a situation where we have the worst of both worlds, increasing debt and not really covering the issues that are going to fix infrastructure and make our borders safer yet. And so in the meantime, if you think civilization is fragile, it's getting more and more unstable and fragile, and people need to be prepared for the worst of possible worlds that may happen in the next months or years. My guess is we may have 7 fat years, but there could be any kind of micro-catastrophe happened before then that could make us have a period of time of want, days, weeks, or months. So, Dave, what are your criteria?
Well, I live on what used to be a cattle ranch about 50 years ago, and so they were pretty much set up the way we're talking, that you know, pretty fairly self-sufficient. They had an orchard. They had a meat locker where they'd, you know, they would slaughter the cattle and hang the meat in there.
Right.
They had dug wells, you know, makes it easy to get water with it. You don't even have to have electricity. And all around us is national forest, so that's actually another source of food.
What is the, so in other words, you can forage for it if you know what kind of books and how to recognize the plants. What's the name of the community you're in right now?
It's called Alpine. It's rural Alpine.
And what elevation is it?
2,700.
So it's a little cooler, but you're further south. You're not too far from the border, but it's in a protectable range. You can see, and you have basically a well there. The property we're looking at, one property that's surrounded by national forests. It's 40 acres. That agricultural land, I would estimate that you need 50 to 100 families to actually have a proper village. And they have to have a full range of skills, from ham radio operator to doctor, nurse, pastor types, military police types, welders, plumbers. You know, basically you need a full skill set. You need also be able to retrain other people if they haven't even gone through formal school to learn a lot of those skill sets so that the community has a continuity. So, and you have to think in terms of years, decades, or even centuries, that if civilization crashes, it's not necessarily going to come back very quickly, is it?
Nope.
And people don't want to think like that. They don't want to think in long term like that. But, you know, if a cataclysm happens to our society, it's not going to come back easy. Even if people are all believers, it's going to require a lot of hard work, isn't it?
That's right.
And also, I want to call forward thought. So you're not just kind of pretending things are going to be okay when they're not. And God is with us, but he's also given us a brain. He's given us a backbone to work hard and try to fix things, right? So I'm a very practical person. I think that if you plan things out properly, things are okay. And the best, the best optimist is a realist that has a plan. So So the first thing is, what phone number do you want them to contact, and what's your email address to say, hey, I'm interested? All you have to do is say, I'm interested. They send you their information, their phone number, contact, whatever. We scope out the property. We'll actually put it up on our website with a link so people can look at it. If they want more information, we'll have you send it to them directly. Once we have enough threshold of families, we can put an offer for the property, and then we'll start working on things like turtle tough shelters, buildings, solar panels. We've talked to Rich Shaven, who's an expert up in Montana, about the silicon salt batteries, solar panels, and things like that. And basically, we want to build a community that actually can survive a cataclysmic crash. Now, there's two locations, one not too far from you, and there's also one east of the I-7, I-15 highway that's not too far from where I am right now here in North County, San Diego. And we want a large enough piece of land that is very defensible and not near a large city. And not and to be honest with you, where we are, which is relatively close to Pentland Marine Corps base, is actually protected because Pentland has an anti-missile system against incoming missiles and nukes. So let us talk about this when we come back, Dave. Hopefully we can get our sound thing fixed a bit because it's clicking a lot. And Dave, I'm going to give the information here of how to contact you. The phone number is 619-990-6050. I'll put it up on the website as well, up on Deagle-Network. 619-990-6050. And the email is Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L-R-E, at AT&T.net. So that's Mitchell Real Estate, Mitchell, R-E, at AT&T.net. Now, Dave, I want to keep this really simple. The first thing is people need to know that I'm very reputable. We don't want any money. We just want a commitment. Once we reach, say, 50 or 100 families, we have a property that we're looking at in terms of pricing, and we can negotiate. I want it to be mortgage-free. I'll bring in all the best companies, whether it's water companies like Pure Water Systems, the filter. I want to make sure we have well. We may even try to drill for primary water with Paul Power from the Primary Water Institute in Eureka, California. So we don't just have a regular well. We go down deep enough so we actually have primary water, like oasis water. We also want to have enough power that we don't have to rely on external power lines. We want to harden our system against EMP attacks from foreign powers or untoward things happen to the power grid, so we're not going to be connected to the grid at all. We can have not only buildings, but also things like the Turtle Top Shelter, which is a fantastic technology for putting up very quickly shelters that can carry anywhere up to, say, 20 or so people. They can be transparent, so you can actually have a greenhouse in them. They can be connected by tubes. So if you're in a more northern climate, you can actually have them hardened against the environment. We want to have basically everything, buildings so we can have, like, church-type ceremonies. We want to have hospital clinics. We want to have everything. So we have a self-sustaining community that can deal with compound fractures and family crises and growing food and, you know, freeze-drying it and doing all kinds of things like bottling and so on. We want to make sure that we basically are able to make a complete community and then reproduce this type of pattern. Well, it's a learning curve. I'm sure we're going to learn as we do it in other places, not only in America but around the world. Now, I know there's some other people who have done this. I'm going to take a little more pragmatic approach that's going to look at everything from healthcare to spirituality to the singularity of purpose, because if you don't have a singularity of purpose, you're not going to survive. You also have to be very particular in terms of where you locate these, and I personally think we should first look at the United States in our own country. You want people of like mind, and you don't want to end up like I heard recently about a community of people that moved to Ecuador, very nice little community. And unfortunately, someone, whether it's local or whatever, not only robbed them, but also poisoned their water. And so now we have a robbed community that can't even repair the water supply. And it was a very nice community, and now they're kind of destitute. So you don't want people to go to a third world country and find out that you don't fit in, and all of a sudden you're in a disaster zone with no local authorities that are actually supporting where you're your community. So, Dave, what criteria have you seen? You've been listening to my program. You have many others you listen to. You've been studying and researching this for years. What would you say are the primary things that you want to see to build a survivor community to survive whatever is coming down the road, whether it's 2025 after Trump is gone or some natural disaster? I think people should start really viewing this that a community should be no more than a couple of hours from where you're currently living. You should have moved out of the big cities already. But we need to have a survivor community that can go beyond the 2 months, maybe initial survival period, and be sustainable for years, decades, or even centuries, right?
Right. Well, the property area I'm talking about meets all the criteria you mentioned. It's we're more than 1,000 feet above sea level. We're not near any faults, at least 30 to 40 miles, which a lot of people would be find that hard to believe in Southern California, but it's true. I have one of the earthquake maps for San Diego County. And it's rural, a lot of national forest around here. My idea is you have a piece of property that you don't see from driving by.
Right.
And the properties I have in mind would have that.
Yeah.
Properties that are on well, and that have enough usable ground. Some of the areas around here can be kind of rocky, to where you can grow, I mean, gosh, on a couple acres, you could probably grow enough food for everybody. I mean,
right now, there's a couple of technologies I've learned. Firstly, if you want to grow superfoods, you have to super mineralize. And we have those kind of products available. We've actually marketed them some here, but I'm actually going to make our own custom-made super mineralizer with our IndiaMe. Number two, we could even grow window micro greenhouses using a clear pet-sized greenhouse you put in your window with a 1,000 parts per million of carbon dioxide at 1.3 atmospheres. You grow superfoods in a very quick time, like greens, etc. So what I see happening is that people need to realize that we can actually see a dramatic improvement in the health of the population. Oh, that's interesting. It's a dramatic increase in the health of the population, so that's important to understand that. when you heard about other communities that are both the good and the bad and the ugly, what have you seen, including on programs like Survivor and The Colony and so on television, what have you observed?
Well, they just account for almost all the things you need to deal with. I mean, like they lived 150 years ago on farms, or in rural areas. They had to go out and get game, or they had to, have farm animals. And there's plenty of books about all this kind of stuff. The Encyclopedia of Country Living is a real good one. I think even Reader's Digest has a book on self-sufficiency.
But what have you, just crystallizing it down, what have you seen that's wrong with the public programs like The Colony and Survivor and so on? Because what I've seen is people are not of the same mind. They're not a comprehensive survival facility. They don't think of surviving for decades or years. They're not comprehensive that, you have to have everything from medical facilities to teaching facilities to passing your skill sets on to younger people. You need to have a sustainability and a wisdom. You also have to be able to defend yourself from raving masses of people that are starving to death and cannibalizing each other. I mean, most people don't realize if I was going to write a B-movie, I'd call it The Fourth Day. And the fourth day, the dog is barking, the wife is starving to death and is getting dehydrated because they've turned down the water supply, because you have to turn the water even though they have backup power for water, because the sewage treatment plants don't have backup power. They have to actually stop the water, otherwise the sewage will back up in your kitchen sink and your tub if you're in a city. Now, if you're in a rural area, you've got septic, so it's that you're safe from that. The problem is people don't realize that if water gets tapped down dramatically, you're going to see starving masses dehydrating and trying to drink the impure water, and it'll be very, very sick and or dying of diarrhea. And if food supplies rot and there's none in the stores, people need, if they haven't got food supplies like our legacy foods, they're going to be, literally ravaging, going from home to home, trying to see if they can steal other people's property. And that means a lot of violence and ultimately cannibalism. People say, Dr. Deagle, it won't happen. Look, I've been an emergency trauma sufferer for so many years. I've seen human beings do to each other what a wild animal with a virus eating their cortex and their brain wouldn't do. So human beings, if they're crazed and starving, will do unbelievably evil things, right?
Yes.
Now, I don't want to scare the pants off people, but I do want them to start thinking that if you just make the call, again, to Dave, we'll start working on a community here in California. We can work on, if people have requests for other parts of the country, we'll research them carefully using criteria like Joel Skousen and others that in my experience, and we'll say, hey, we found a property and you're a realtor broker. And again, if people want to do a request outside the U.S., we'll research that as well. Back in a moment. Some of the contact information here to get a hold of Dave. And all we're asking for, people say, yes, I'd like to be interested in that San Diego County community. We're looking at two areas, one not too far from you and one not too far from me, two areas. We want some commitment from people to say, yes, I'm interested. And once we have information, we'll post up a link to the properties. And once we have enough families, then we'll ask them, that's when we'll ask for money. We'll say, hey, we're ready to make an offer. If you're down, we need to get a commitment of whether it's $2,000 or $4,000. We want to own the property, say, outright. Once we do that, we also want to conjointly get things like power, solar panels. We want to get Paul powered from primary water, because I think we should have oasis-type water, not just a regular well. We want to have perimeter control. We want to use advanced technology, including drones, which... I'm pretty inventive, but we'll get inventive people. We want them to like-minded. It's like a church. You're not going to get into this community if you're an atheist, agnostic, Satanist, or anything else, or a drunk, or alcoholic, or a drug addict, or whatever. It doesn't matter what your skin color is. You have to be a believer. If you're not a believer, you're not getting in. Right? Does that make sense? You know, the most important thing is not the color of your skin, but the color of your soul. How's that? You like that?
That's good.
We discriminate on the basis of the color of your soul. I think I'm just being sarcastic here. Everybody deserves the judgment of God. It's only the blood of Jesus that saves us all. So we don't care. We just want you to, if you're repentant and you're a good person and you're ex-military or you're a welder or you're a doctor, a nurse, or whatever, when you see the potential dissolution of society, you better start preparing. That's why we have Carrot Bank and Carrot Bars. That's why we have... Legacy Foods. That's why we have people saying, look, you know, things could fly apart. For example, you could get up tomorrow and they could have assassinated Trump or impeached him. Right now, I just saw in the news, and I don't know if you saw the latest news here, but on the news, Donald Trump has fired his, had a resignation of his chief lawyers for his defense against being interviewed by Mueller. And the Dow now, because of the shakeup in what's called tech stocks, is down 600 points. I mean, we could easily have the bond market and the commercial real estate market pop, and you've got an immediate depression. And it won't be a minor one. It'll be much worse than 2008. It'll be much more akin to the fall of the tally stick system that caused the Black Death. Most people don't realize the devastation economically set the groundwork for the spread of the Black Death back in the 14th century. A lot of people think it's the other way around. It's not. And the 1929 crash was minor compared to what's coming. What's coming is going to be a systemic global problem. In fact, last month, the Chinese outlawed cryptocurrencies. And if they outlaw cryptocurrencies here, according to Jim Rickards, it will collapse the world economy because they're so deeply embedded now in everything from pension funds to investment in the stock market. Crypto's not going to go anywhere. The banks and the governments are freaked out by it because it gives power back to the people to control their means of currency. And again, the governments have been moving edge by edge toward the mark of the beast, which is a e-currency linked with biometrics and your tax ID number. If you just simply have those two things, you get totally out of control of every citizen because every transaction, including giving your kid $20, would be automatically tracked by these supercomputers. Okay, and people don't realize that we're under immune surveillance right now by these supercomputers and these systems, just as simply as Facebook, or if you go to Amazon and look at mattresses or some other e-company, pretty soon you're looking at advertisements everywhere you go on your iPhone or your computer trying to sell you a mattress. I mean, people don't understand. We don't need to wait till the mark of the beast. It's already almost rearing its ugly head already, isn't it?
It sure is.
So let's look at the criteria. Firstly, What I want is, this is my criteria, my wish list, but I'm sure people out there will have their own list, and I want them to email me and you, Dave. Again, it's MitchellRE@AT&T.net. And the phone number again is 619-990-6050. This is the exploratory phase. We want to put up information about these two property areas that you're looking at, one near you and one near me, up in San Diego County, because this is a really good county. Very conservative overall, even though there's some people in San Diego itself that are pretty liberal. Most of the county's pretty military. We've got a big military. We've got our Air Force base, our Naval base, and Pendleton Marine Corps base, so it's really big military here. Some of the strongest military on the planet, by the way. And then it's a very defensible place because we don't have, we've literally been smart not have a lot of nuclear reactors. The San Onofre reactor has been shut down 12 miles from us. Other than that, there's really nothing in the area. Because we're actually in I call North Island San Diego, most of the area that I'm in, for example, is about 90 miles from the nearest fault zone. So if there's a big earthquake up in L.A., it's not going to hurt us at all. We're actually rebarred into second hardest rock on the planet, which is blue granite. In fact, there's a quarry near us. Blue granite is a beautiful rock. In fact, our front step into our living room is made of blue granite. It's a beautiful, darkish blue granite stone, and it's the second hardest rock on the planet. And that's the mountain we're actually rebarred into. It's not going anywhere. Now, if you look at it, I think it's like 20,000 years or something, or 30,000 years, if there is a fault zone that breaks off, a lot of California is going to become peninsulas and islands. And I think it's, I don't know whether it's a few hundred thousand years, this island that we're on right now, which is North County San Diego Island, will actually be off of Alaska. So, you know, half a million years from now, it'll be out beside Alaska. So I don't mind. I don't think it's going to move up very fast. Also, people don't realize that we're going to have what's called pole shifts. The pole shifts actually move the crust of the Earth on the mantle. And it's very probable that we're going to have a crustal slip where North America is going to move south by 20 degrees. So the equator will not pass through northern South America. It'll pass through Cuba, which means most of the continental United States will be in a semi-tropical climate. People don't know that. And on the other side of the world, most of northern Russia and northern China will be inside the Arctic Circle, much, much colder than it already is. Right now, we're suffering through the early phases of a transition to a Maunder ice age that happens every 360 years. And we are also in the middle of a 10-million-year ice age epoch on the planet. We're halfway through that, and it's very likely we're going to go back into another, quote, full-force ice age, which could last 1,000 years if we go from a Maunder cooling period to a full-force ice age. So the idea that that can't happen is like, sorry, this is a cycle. This happens, right?
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, Dave, what I want to see in a community is if I walk in the gate, I want to have a secure perimeter so people can't get in there unless they're a member. Number two, you can't go in there and hurt us because we're going to have drones and weapons and all kinds of exotic lethal and non-lethal weapons. We're going to grow our own food. It's not going to be GMO. It's not going to be laced with toxins. We'll have our own clean water. We want to have a church and teaching institutions for the kids. We want entertainment. Musicians, we want to have welders and people that can fix things like, you know, weld together and fix plumbing and electricity and everything else. We want to have ex-military and police people in there that can actually, police and monitor the place so that there's a rule of law. We want to have a kind of a court system for internal disputes inside the community. And we want people with the same belief system, you know. As I say, this should be a non-denominational kind of like Christian community, basically. It has to actually make it, so this is actually a fun place to go to. In other words, it should be a place where long before the disaster strikes, people say, hey, I'm taking my 2-week vacation. I'm going to go down to the community. And you go down there and you have like outside barbecues and you have fun outside events to happen and, you know, things that you do like, you know, in the Midwest, like say years ago in Branson, Missouri or some other place in Texas. And it should be fun. In other words, you want to make sure that people are not either bored to death or become suicidal having gone to a community to survive. It shouldn't be where, oh my gosh, we're going to this place to survive. It should be, hey, this place is fun. You know, if the large cities, you know, get their power cut off or they become, you know, death zones like Los Angeles, you don't want to be anywhere near them and you also want to protect yourself from the roving population trying to get away from them to survive. right?
Yes.
And it is very survivable. By the way, what I discovered, and this is something that's very shocking, I discovered that the military has no intention of intervening to the public until 6 months afterward. They're just going to let it burn itself out. And most people are going to die in the first 2 months after a power outage or a major nuclear war. They're going to die in the first 48 hours, and then the rest will be starvation, violence, and cannibalism. At the end of 2 months, basically, most of the dead are already dead. And the remaining survivors have already had skill sets or food and supplies, and they're surviving the initial catastrophe. So, so, Dave, I think this is a, we want to make this like a, almost like a resort type thing, so it's a positive thing. I think a lot of people don't want to prepare because they don't want to think of it, number one, being really expensive or being an awful place to think, oh my God, I could be stuck in this place with these people for months or years or who knows, maybe decades or centuries. And so a lot of people kind of shut their mind off to the idea that fragile society might collapse. It's not maybe going to collapse. Of course it's going to collapse. We've got globalist maniacs who want to reduce the world population. We have geoclimatic changes and cycles like a modern ice age. We've got the very high likelihood that now we have two south poles that we're going to have a crustal slip called a modern, called a, and this happens every half a million to three quarters of a million years when we're due. And we have, on top of that, the fragility of our world system of electricity, power generation. Look, you know, I don't mind the fact that Donald Trump congratulated Putin, but Putin is a criminal. He actually shut down the opposition. Yeah, he's a dictator for life, just like Xi in China. But yet we have to still deal with this guy, just like no matter what kinds of monsters or kings and queens we have to deal with. And we need to bitch slap him into the say, don't ever dare hacking into our power grid, our airports, or our water services systems. You do it again, and we're going to bitch slap you so hard, we'll actually seize all your damn bank accounts, Mr. Putin. But, by the way, congratulations on winning your illegal election. How's that? Do you like my way of spinning this? And I think that's what Trump is doing. And everybody else is enraged. How dare he, when this is what Trump, what Obama did, which is to congratulate Putin on his previous elections. Look, Trump is a pivoter. And if he gets good information, which, by the way, I'm a little angry because I think his advisors dealing with North Korea are not very good. They don't realize the rocket systems and the targeting systems are all Russian. We need to realize Putin's not our friend. When he's threatening us with hypersonic cruise missiles and so on, and Mr. Kim Jong-un says he can hit us with an EMP weapon, take it seriously. It's not that hard to make. I mean, if people don't realize it. You know, one of the six weapons, in fact, that I'm popularizing, I'm going to teach people, is how to make a directional EMP weapon. You can aim in a direction, anything within 3 to 5 miles of it, in that direction is going to get blasted electronically. So if I can do that with a handheld weapon, you can imagine somebody dropping a small little missile or a cruise weapon that can come flying over a city, could blast all the electricity, and then what do you do then when all the parts for your power grid are actually made in China and we don't manufacture it anymore? So people need to start getting real. And I think they're not real because they don't want to think, oh, survival is a pain in the butt. Oh, it's too expensive. Oh, I can't live with that other person. I mean, even their cousin, they may not want to live with them more than 2 weeks on a vacation even. It's pretty funny. It's almost funny, but that's the lessons we learned from things like The Colony and you know, that there's survivor shows. In fact, one of the last shows I saw was pretty obscene. Their survival plan was that they were going to find out who were preppers. And Doomsday Preppers was the name of the show. And they were going to say they were going to survive by attacking Doomsday Preppers that did have guns and food and everything. And that's their survival plan. Bad idea. Most likely you're going to get shot in the face and dead and buried in a berm, in a kind of a shallow grave. So when push comes to shove, and this is one of the things that I talked to Vince Fedeli, who will be back on the show. He'll be actually on Friday rather than on Thursday this week. what people need to start grasping is survival is serious business, but you have to make it fun. You have to make it where people are one spiritual and physical survival attitude. And they have to also realize it's got to be like a resort type thing where it's fun to do it, but if society collapses, it's where you go, right?
Yeah.
And if they even think this whole society can't collapse, you know, think of Babylon, you know, and there was a writing on the side of the wall of the food hall for the king of Babylon. It says Mene Mene Tekel Peres, and that was written in Farsi, which obviously they, because they're commerce people, they read it and said, "Oh my God, you, O king of Babylon, have been held in balance and found wanting. Today you shall die." And they actually crawled in because the water levels were low. There was not a, there was a kind of a relative drought, and the troops came in from Persia and they actually went underneath the water areas. They didn't have to cross the gate of these giant walls that were 36 feet high and wide enough for three chariots. They just walked in underneath the water, and then they went to the king's palace and killed them all. So if you don't say, oh, it can't happen, look, you can take a fishing boat, fire up a missile 100,000 feet in the air with a 2 or 3 kiloton EMP weapon out 300 miles off the coast, and you wouldn't even hear a pop. But your cell phone won't work. The power grid's down, the internet's gone, and you're not going to have gasoline in your gas stations because they're all running on electricity. That alone would collapse the population. In fact, I have classified documents from Australia, Canada, and the United States going back 20 years that 90% of the population would be dead, the EAD, as no longer having a pulse or living in the world of the living, in 6 months. That's without a plague, without a war attack, without anything else going on, not even bad climate. That's just power going out. Crazy, isn't it?
Yep.
So, Dave, any other criteria you think that we should tell people? Like, when they called, what we're going to do is we're going to post up the property. We're going to say, look, are you interested? We're working at looking at 2 property areas now. We'll probably start expanding that based on people's requests. Say, hey, do you have a place in Central America? Do you have a place in the Midwest, say, near Branson, Missouri? I really think the northern states, we got to forget about it. The idea of Idaho, or remember now the ice, up to was now 10,000 years ago, the ice age, the ice fall was 3,000 foot high 9,000 years ago, all the way to the north side of the Missouri River, which is pretty damn far south, isn't it?
It's probably like it is in Antarctica.
Yeah, and then people will think, well, that can't happen. It's like, you're an idiot. And it would only take about 5 or 6 years of a particular summer, like I think in the mid-70s, we had one year that was particularly cold. 7 years like that, and you're in an ice age. It can creep up on you and bite you. It's like, oh my God, how'd that happen? How come the northern states can't plant a winter wheat crop because the snow is still on the ground in July? How come the railways are covered with super snow? Just look at the snow disasters that happen in the northeast of the United States. Many cars turned over, people freezing to death, the power out, and so on. If they think this is just kind of like a one-off year, no, it's not. It's the start of a full-force Maunder ice age that happens every 360 years. And this is just one of many criteria that's going to cause things rough. And you got military options like, you know, North Korea and China and Russia that want to attack us from the south in the Orinoco River with nukes. You got hackers that can hack into our power grid. Man, we don't have even the production to actually replace the parts for our power grid. So I tell people, get your legacy food, get your self-protection, sign up with Dave, say, hey, I'm interested in getting one of these, and just look at the property. You're not committed. Just look and say, okay. If we get 50 to 100 families that are, say, I'm ready to buy into a property or a survivor, I call believers community, we're going to ask you for some money, and then we're going to basically conjointly own it. It's going to be ours without a mortgage. And then we're going to start building more and more of these as we get more knowledge and we have more people to say, hey, I want to build one in Central U.S., I want to build one in Canada, I want to build one in say, Central America or South America. We want to have a number of criteria that empowers them with the most advanced technology for self-protection, for food growing, for medical care, for everything, so that people don't get devastated when civilization crashes, because it's going to, isn't it? It's prophesied in the Bible. Isn't it, Dave?
Yes.
And it's actually pretty straightforward. So, again, 619-990-6050. And Dave's email is mitchellre@AT&T.net. Dave, we'll get you back on. We'll do an update. I want you to give me a link directly to a place on your website where you'll show pictures and criteria of the properties you're looking at. And we want people to contact Dave to say, hey, Dave, what about the Midwest? What about, you know, Central America? What about, you know, South Africa? What about whatever? And we can look into these other properties. But I think we should start working first in the United States. I'd much rather have like-minded Christian fellow Americans with their Second Amendment rights here in America than going to some foreign soil to protect our way of life, our Constitution, our belief in God, and our fellow citizens. And we want to do it in such a way that you don't have to be a millionaire. You don't have to think it's going to be a pain in the rump. And it should be more like a vacation when you go to one of these facilities instead of, oh my gosh, we have to survive. We don't want it to be a toil. We want it to be something that people look forward to. They can go there like a vacation or a lodge, in other words, where they can enjoy themselves. That's what we want, right?
Yep.
Thank you, Dave Mitchell. Again, we're working to work on this project. We'll be also talking to Vince Dinelli tomorrow a bit about this. I mean, yeah, on Friday afternoon in the third hour. Coming back in a minute, Health and Wellness, Jim Cole and John Strader, MG12, and Gary Richard Arnold will be here about the New World Order. Don't want to miss it.
Have you can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.